How you doing, guys?
Good. Big time, right?
That was awesome. That was a fun day. That was a team win. So got contributions from all three units, and you know, they're 6-3, and you know, we knew our mental toughness would be tested, and I thought our guys responded. So
talk about Edelman, if you would. Last week was Wood. What you doing?
Yeah, well, I think that's team football. That's what it's about. So. You know, Julian's been dying to get out there and make plays, and he certainly did today, and we needed it. And next week, it could be someone else. So.
Seems like early in the game, you guys did something you haven't done. You flexed Gronk to the outside, moved him around a little bit, created some opportunities. You got some free releases for you today. Are you shocked by that?
Yeah, we got some good matchups out there. So, you know, I try to take advantage of those where we could, and I thought I missed a few other opportunities where I could have had them. So, you know, it's a short week, quick turnaround, and got to get started on the Jets. I'll take it if we're scoring. So it didn't matter much. If we're the punt return for the touchdown, interception return for a touchdown, that was awesome. So when you get those type of plays, I mean, those are game changing plays. You know, I don't remember too many times where we've lost games when we've got returns for touchdowns.
What were you doing on the offensive line, the protection? The ball came up pretty quickly, and Bill was mentioning that wide receivers, if it was man, they had to win quickly. So the ball, you know, overall, it's a very complimentary.
Well, it's a great effort. I think it starts with those guys, and when they play well, we play well. So the way they were blocking up front and run game, pass game, I was able to, you know, make my reads, make my throws, and you know, our receivers were really doing a great job getting open. So that's what we needed. It was a defense that's very unique, that puts a lot of pressure on the offensive line, and our guys really stepped up.
And those guys, Donald Thomas and Mike McDonald, stepping in, two guys who've been really solid.
Well, they're coached very hard, and I think the expectations for the position and not necessarily for the player. So when Logan's not in there, you know, you got to go in there and play like Logan. So, you know, hopefully we get healthy at some point, and you know, but until then, you know, that's why there's 53 guys on the roster. So, you know, each of those guys can really step in when they need to. So, last question.
He has run 3 years in a row 10 touchdowns. It kind of amazes me. Teams just don't say, somebody else has got to do this. And it's like a basketball game. If I watch you carry threes, I'm saying, I'm taking away his three.
Sure.
Why don't more teams double him? The first touchdown, I think he was single covered by a linebacker. Why don't guys say that? It's not easy.
Well, they try. I think it's, you know, definitely something they tried. It's just hard because, okay, do you want to blitz? Do you not want to blitz? Do you, you know, when you're a tight end, you're really in the inside part of the field and you can run basically anywhere you want. It's not like you're an outside receiver where, you know, your route has to complement, you know, other people's routes. I mean, as a tight end, you go, you know, right, left, deep, short. You know, you can really do whatever you want. So, and the more guys you put on them, the less there's on Wes. You know, the less guys you got rushing, the less guys there's on Brandon. You know, Julian, I mean, that's why it's team football.
Do you feel like you have an answer right now for almost anything that you think can go? It just seems like everything is quick.
No, I think we're trying to make improvements. I don't think we're anywhere where we need to be at this point. We got a lot of football left, and this Thursday is going to be a big game. So look forward to it. Thanks, guys. Have a good night.